Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it, China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the arts, and you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody that took time to kind of finagle the schedule with me to do the show at 6 o'clock. We will be doing the show again next week at 6 o'clock as well, so we thank you for taking the time out to rock out with us. And if you don't get a chance to hear this show live, it's cool because any shows that you miss, they're all in archives. So you look up the date, www.blogtalkradio.com/lyricalcypher, and you can type in the date that you're looking for, and that show will come up, whether it's at 9 o'clock or 6 o'clock. Either way, that show will come up. I hope you guys have had a great day. This won't be a long segment, but I just wanted to show my dedication. When I say I'm going to do something, I like to do it, you know, when I can. Sometimes I can't, but I like to do what I can when I have the opportunity. So, again, we thank you guys for just rocking out with us tonight, and just hope you guys enjoy, you know, our segment of the show tonight. So, with that being said, let's get it.
My grandmother was an amazing woman, a labyrinth of mysterious light. Brown eyes staring through me with ease, she would set me at ease. Her slow speech and gentle hands imparting old wisdom from the deep North Carolina countryside. Black people would gather around Thomasine like a campfire, still, yet moving to a warm rhythm. Her right shoulder was my favorite. After school program to lean on for affection, she would kiss the wounds beneath unbroken skin, mending my secret pieces of anguish. Grandmothers know a secret language that hushes little babies and big ones. Grown men were humbled and returned to the seething suns from which they sprout. She didn't even have to shout. Grandma spoke soft and carried no stick. Her words simply stick to the ribs. She was a home-cooked meal, serving itself from a bottomless dish, breaking bread, chicken, and fish. My Ixis BC, a practitioner of alchemy who transmuted suffering into golden experiences. She was my rock of great value. First woman I learned to bow to, the goddess within. A feminine temple among men, she was a sign of power. Never once did I see her cower from this bully of a life. Did once see her leave late night, dressed in all black like midnight. Next morning was the answer to stomach prayers, with no explanation as to how we now had a full refrigerator. My grandmother smoked Salem. like peace. She drank Seagram's number 7 and Donald Duck. The whole world could fall down, but my grandma got up at the crack of dawn to have conversations with the sun, telling it to follow my brother and I to school each morning and back each afternoon, where she'd be waiting with the peace that passed our understanding. We not understanding that she was just happy to see us home again safely in this world of insanity. My grandmother was a magi who transformed strangers into family with the wave of her palm. I got cousins, uncles, and aunts, only related because Thomasine say it be, and it is. And I live soul to soul with this mundane divinity for my first 13 years. Her slow speech and gentle hands sculpting the basis of who I is. And this poem is the least that I can give. Thanks to God and grandmother, the most amazing mysteries of the universe, both all-knowing yet unknown.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed that track. That track was dope by my homie, 13 of Nazareth, about grandmas. Like, I don't know if you guys had, like, those back-in-the-day grandmas that had your back, could cook some food, didn't take no mess, and was constantly teaching you and grooming you to be a better you. Like, I think those were the best life coaches ever before life coaches, like, really became a big thing. But I really believe, like, the grandmas that really, really, really took time to care about their grandkids. And I want to be that grandma, you know, as I get older, to be able to be that wise grandmother, to be able to pour into the grandkids as I'm pouring into my kids as well. And I don't want to miss out on giving that to my kids because I want them to be able to pass it on to their kids. So hopefully that makes sense. But I will say this, with that being said, I will say my inspirational nugget or jewel I'm going to drop for you guys today is when you make a choice in your life to make some changes in your life or what have you, apply the knowledge, apply the wisdom, and apply the understanding. I really believe it's necessary for us to have knowledge, wisdom, and understanding in all that we do. You know, and that just that growth aspect, you know, be willing to grow. And I understand that change is scary because it requires stepping into the unknown, and the unknown is faith. So walking in faith, not by sight. I have to do that on a regular basis because just keeping it 100 with you guys, I take a lot of, you know, I invest a lot in my dreams. And there are days that, you know, it could take a toll on me, you know, because I'm working also as a substance use counselor and then also trying to fulfill and invest in my dreams. So I'm investing in my livelihood, so, you know, my way of life, so we can maintain, but also investing in my dreams. And it's a double whammy at times, but God takes that thing that tries to look like, that tries to be perceived as a curse, and shows me that my gift is worth it and what I'm doing is worth it. So just know that, like, don't give up. I have to tell myself not to give up, to keep going, because there are times that there are going to be some hard times. But just knowing that you can make it regardless of what you see in the scene. And just knowing that it's going to be okay. And the vision that you have for your life, you can succeed. You can make it. And with that being said, I say all the time here, we encourage metaphorically intuitive visionaries to express themselves to the arts. So with that being said, let's hear this piece about visionaries.
Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he visionary is able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gift. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers, not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith, motivated to keep on reaching. The Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision, insightful, increasing their territory, wholeness mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things, my humble visionaries, for the people could realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong in spirit and truth. Others may run, doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher radio show. I hope you guys have enjoyed the tracks that I've played. We played Amazing Woman by 13 of Nazareth and also Dion Bellis' Visionaries. And I did want to give a couple things that we have going on. Saturday, June 15th, Illusions Open Mic will be having, Illusions Open Mic will be featuring Unique and Dexter Howard in the building. Powell in the building, and he's a singer-songwriter, and she's also a poet, you know, slash spoken word artist, and I say she's a visionary as well, but they'll be coming to share their talent with us, and the doors open. It's going to be at the Arts Council, 400 North Queen Street, Kinston, North Carolina, and the doors open at 8 o'clock, so it starts 8:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. The show's $10, and it's only $8 for open mic talent. Also, we will be serving refreshments as well. So you get to eat, chill, vibe, rock out, and to some laid-back music. Sometimes we have bands, sometimes we don't, but either way, we still have a good time. Normally for the real big shows, we have the band. So, you know, and other than that, I'll be a DJ. So I hope you guys enjoy my DJing when I'm here. I'm still learning, still growing. I'm still trying to make it, you know, pop and learn from this thing, but with that being said, we just appreciate having you. I do want to give a big shout out to Durham, to Bull City, for having me on last Saturday, on the May 11th. It was an awesome, awesome show, and it was an honor to be in the building. And I'm just very thankful for the opportunity because it was one of the opportunities that I envisioned. I wondered what it would be like to be on the stage, and I got my opportunity. And it was just a thought, and it came to pass. So I look at that as a dream come true. And I was honored to be in the building, so it meant a lot to me to be there. So I want to give a big shout-out to Black Poetry Theater for having me, Sean Ingram, Tim Jackson, Mo, which is Mariah M., and Fuse, Langston Fuse. It was just a phenomenal show in church. You know, it was just that whole collabo was amazing. And I'm glad I had the opportunity to do that. I do want to give a big shout out to Monica Day, my sister from another mother. She has Stand Up Speak Out and out of Durham, North Carolina. And she's doing big things. I'm going to go ahead and call her Dr. Monica Day. She's going to be doing her thing. She's doing her thing. She has a nonprofit. Please check out Stand Up Speak Out. It's about domestic violence prevention. Like, just, she does summer camps and a lot of different things in her community and a lot of different communities. So, and they do also Breathe Life Sister Circle for women who have been battered or experienced emotional abuse and different things. Just helping you with your, you know, just helping you with that. And they do workshops for that, and you can actually check that out. And they're actually free workshops, and they're healing workshops. It's awesome. So, like I said, check out Monica Day. That's D-A-Y-E. And just so many different people I can shout out, but I did want to shout her out. And like I said, I hope you guys are having a good time tonight. Today, just riding out with us. And you took some time on your schedule to listen, even if you don't get a chance to get on the mic. I do appreciate everybody who's listening right now. It means a lot to have you. And I hear a lot of people telling me that they listen. I don't get a chance to see you, but I do like to acknowledge you that you take the time out to listen to the show. And even for the people who take time out to listen to archive the show and listen to the archives of shows that we've done years and years past and last week, week before last year, we appreciate you taking that time out to do that. And give me your feedback on what you think of the show. You know, we've had some great feedback. I know sometimes I get excited, you know, when I'm doing the show. I might spit a little fast, talk a little fast, but I enjoy doing this. And I notice that I do talk a little fast sometimes, so I have to slow it down, kind of slow roll it. But I appreciate you accepting me, flaws and all. And I'm not perfect at all, but I do appreciate, I do want to give a big shout out to Ken Vereen with Tell Me I Can Radio, just for having a vision and seeing seeing me on a radio. I never thought I would see myself on a radio show. So just getting the opportunity to have my own radio show, I do like to pay homage what homage is due. And Tell Me I Can Radio saw something in me and offered me a radio show. And I've had it ever since November 12, 2013 is when it all began. And you guys inspired me to keep going, to keep pushing, to keep dreaming, to keep praying, to keep going. And there are times I do want to quit because I'm human, and there are times when it just looks like it's all going to fall apart, and God just shows up and shows out. So I appreciate all that you guys do and the faith that you have in my vision. And I am going to claim nothing but positivity over your vision, your dreams, whatever dreams that you have, stick with them, keep going, don't quit. When it looks like it's going to fall apart, that's probably when the biggest blessing of your life is going to come around. I'm saying it to myself to speak life. Speak life over your life. And believe it, that it exists. What the things that you speak out of your mouth, those words that you use. You know, just like Tim Jackson mentioned at the Hayta when we had the event, come sit and listen. Words that come out of your mouth, they really hold power. So be mindful of the words that you speak out of your mouth. And I know we're all guilty of speaking negativity in some way or even thinking negativity in some way, but just be mindful of what you put out in the atmosphere. So what I'm putting out in the atmosphere for us is I speak that our dreams will come to pass. I speak that things will get better. I speak that, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to do, I pray that it comes together. You know, whatever you're trying to do is good. And I pray that it continues to come out, you know, like, and we learn from this journey that we're on. So I just thank you guys for taking time out to listen to me, to vibe with me, and I am going to spit a little piece for you guys, and I hope you guys just enjoy it. But this piece that I want to spit for you guys is like a heartfelt piece that I wrote, and it really just, I remember when I wrote it, I was in the park, and sometimes when it hits me, I don't know about you writers, but when it hits you, you just write wherever, and napkins doesn't matter. And the piece came to me, I wrote it, and it just touched my heart. And I'm going to share it with you guys. And I just couldn't believe that, you know, just how the piece came together was amazing for me. And I'm going to go ahead and do it for you guys. So I hope you guys enjoy. It's called Mosaic Heart. I want to love you. Past your pain. Past your past. Allow me to restore your broken heart in the midst of the shattered pieces. Create a mosaic work of art consisting of each chapter in your life. You are no longer a victim of heartless acts, for you are victors. Permit me to turn the page of yesterday. Mend them together. Give blessings to each memory as a collage of who you are becoming. Let the ink drip on the leaf of your existence. Empower the illustrations of your thoughts to be mere reflections of days gone by. Mere reflections of whom you used to be. Turn the leaves. Give power to me, for you were created in your Father's image, and your story is yet to be told. Brokenness has no place here. I am here and always have been. Release the inhibitions of days gone by. Desire to live in the moments with me, for it is you, for it is I who loved you first. And the love you seek has always resided in me. My child, I watched you look for love in the wrong places, with the wrong people. The love you desire has always resided in me. Sanction me to write a beautiful script that I have intended, my child. A scent to release the aches of former times, the loss of loved ones, the hurt from loved ones, the pain from strangers, emotional roller coasters. Release the anger that has driven you from me and the blessings I have in store for you. That weight is not for you to carry. Release the baggage. For those belongings, those are not your personal belongings. The trials that have been sent before you are not intended to hold you hostage. They are means to strengthen your character, season your personality, humble your heart, believe in me. For I created you. Each breath you breathe has been a gift from me. The doors I open cannot be shut. The test, but meager attempts to provide learning tools designed to build your armor, which has been and always will be my love. Through acceptance, change comes. Failing to learn from your mistakes keeps you stagnant, standing still. That is not my plan for you. Hold on to the love I have for you. Discard the loose ends of days gone by. Relish in this moment. Inhale, peace, and I shall provide prosperity to thee. And I hope that peace, you know, touched you guys like it touched me. I was crying like the whole time I wrote it, and it just touched my heart, just letting me know that, you know, you can let go of those things. You know, like God has the ability to mend your heart, you know, and mend those broken pieces if you allow it, you know, if you're open to it. But, you know, if you believe in God, but I just, that piece right there just resonated in me, and it was a healing piece. And so I really believe that art heals. And as a life coach, I like to share, like, art healing components because I know that they work. They work for me. They work for my friends, work for people that I know. And I just know that it works, you know. So just take time out to journal. Take time out to write. Take time to explore yourself. And, just be open and honest with yourself. And you never know, like, those things that you write or you say or you've gone through, somebody might need to hear that to help them through. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and sign off tonight. I hope you guys have enjoyed the show so far. I know I've enjoyed rocking out with you guys. So be blessed. Keep pushing. Keep praying.